In Maryland, a road rage incident led to a stabbing, and in San Diego, road rage ended in gunfire. In New Hampshire, a road rage incident resulted in a crash that sent four people to the hospital. And in Nebraska, a woman was attacked by 10 other women, and officials believe this was the result of road rage. On today's edition of the Psychology Podcast, we will be talking to Captain Gregory Stevens and Dr. Tara Golovsky about aggressive driving or road rage. Captain Stevens is a public information officer for the Lubbock Police Department, and Dr. Golovsky is an assistant professor of psychology at the University of Missouri, St. Louis. Captain Stevens, how common is road rage?
If you judge road rage as any instance where one driver cuts another off and then the one honks their horn and that's the end of it, well, then it happens quite frequently, which is kind of how we look at it, because any situation like that has the propensity to become a huge problem. I think most people associate it with, you know, a couple of guys racing down the highway mad at each other and trying to get in front of the other one and stuff like that, which is one of the obviously more severe cases of it. But for our purposes, we look at it in a broader light as any instance where one driver gets so irritated or so upset with another driver that they drive their vehicle in an aggressive manner out of a response to that anger. Long before road rage was something that was reported on very often, a college student turned out in front of a guy who happened to be quite intoxicated. And the guy stopped in time and didn't hit the college student, but he had a thing of nachos in his car, and they spilled, and it ended up upset him. And so he started chasing this kid and actually trying to ram him, and the kid wisely drove to the police station. When he got to the police station, an officer was walking out and heard him come screeching around the corner and, steps out. And the kid jumps out and says, "This guy's following me. He's trying to run me over." And here comes this car around the corner. And the officer steps out in the street to tell the person to stop. And the guy actually tries to run the policeman over. And, of course, you know, he calls it in and they catch the guy. Guy wrecks his car a little ways down and they find him hiding in a dumpster. If you try to run a policeman over during your road rage episode, it could send you to prison for 33 years. And that's how long that individual went to prison. I hate to think that he is spending a large part of his life behind bars over some spilled nachos. So the whole thing is a bit absurd if you really stop and think about it.
Dr. Golovsky, what triggers road rage?
It often develops with just a simple infraction of the rules or a driver error, and it often typically escalates into something that becomes road rage or an aggressive driving incident. Someone may not use their blinker or cut somebody off, even inadvertently in traffic. And then the second driver perceives that event to be intentional or harmful in some way and then reacts strongly to it. So it's usually a typical driving situation that something goes wrong and then tempers flare and you have an aggressive driving incident. When people perceive other people to be driving aggressively, they typically think of that aggressive driver as somebody who is driving very quickly, cutting people off, and is making a lot of offensive maneuvers on the roadways. But an aggressive driver can also be someone who's much more passive aggressor, someone who is sitting in the left-hand lane and not allowing traffic to pass on purpose, kind of enforcing traffic laws, have a self-appointed enforcer.
Are certain people more prone to aggressive driving?
We've looked at that, and we found that aggressive drivers come from all walks of life and from all different kinds of backgrounds and sociodemographic features. In other words, these folks can be older, younger, male, female, and there really doesn't seem to be a specific pattern. We have noted that in aggressive driving populations, there is more diagnosable psychopathology than in non-aggressive driving populations. Particular things like antisocial personality disorder, intermittent explosive disorder, alcohol and substance abuse and dependence, and major depression.
What are some tips to minimize aggressive driving?
One of the most important things in terms of tips of remaining calm while you're in the car is to try to not focus on the stimuli. In other words, if you're stuck in a traffic situation, congestion or something like that, then try to refocus your attention on whatever can be a little bit more pleasant. Maybe it's the music inside the car or the nice day outside. Try to refocus your attention. Another thing that's really helpful is to not make eye contact with other drivers, because it often escalates a situation. It can be taken as an offensive kind of move by another driver, and then the situation can escalate. Little tips like leaving plenty of time to get places so that you're not running late and are not as easily frustrated are important. And then just things like count to 10 if you're angry and think before you speak or behave.
In most cases, even though somebody becomes upset or mad in traffic, they're not going to go out of their way because they're headed to some destination, and they're probably going to continue on that way. So if you just remove yourself from the situation, that's going to keep you the safest, and obviously call the police and know where you are so that you can tell dispatchers exactly where you're at and they can get assistance to you.
Thanks, Captain Stevens and Dr. Golovsky. Remember, if you feel yourself getting irritated while you're driving, think about what you're doing and the potential consequences. Take a few deep breaths and try to relax. If you find yourself getting upset frequently, it might be necessary to seek professional help. And if you're the victim of aggressive driving, try to remove yourself from the situation. If that's not possible and you feel threatened, be aware of your surroundings and notify the police. Most importantly, be courteous to one another and get your destination safely. To learn more about the Texas Tech Psychology Podcast, please visit www.psychology.ttu.edu. This podcast was produced by Dr. Frank Durso, edited by Kristen Goodhart and Liz Schmidlin, and relayed by me, RB Watts. Stay healthy and active, and have a great day.